Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, Implementing SRE in a FinTech Environment. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Implementing SRE in FinTech in the Site Reliability Engineering for Developers in Finance course. In this lesson, we'll explore the challenges of adopting Site Reliability Engineering, SRE, principles in the finance sector, strategies for effective implementation, and the necessary cultural shifts for success. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify the unique challenges of SRE in FinTech, apply strategies for smooth implementation, and understand the cultural changes required to foster an SRE mindset within your organization. Main content challenges of adopting SRE in finance. Integrating SRE principles into a FinTech organization comes with several challenges. The finance sector is heavily regulated and requires a high level of reliability and security. This creates an environment where traditional IT practices often clash with SRE methodologies, which prioritize rapid development and deployment. One significant challenge is the existing legacy systems. Many financial institutions still rely on outdated infrastructure, making it difficult to adopt modern practices like continuous integration and deployment. This can lead to resistance from teams accustomed to older processes. Additionally, there's often a lack of understanding of SRE principles among staff, which can hinder adoption. Another hurdle is managing stakeholder expectations. In finance, the repercussions of service failures can be severe, leading to significant financial losses and reputational damage. This means that risk management takes precedence over innovation, creating a culture that may resist the experimental nature of SRE. Furthermore, compliance with regulations adds another layer of complexity. Financial organizations must ensure that their SRE practices align with industry standards and legal requirements, complicating the implementation of new methodologies. This necessitates careful planning and consultation with compliance teams to avoid potential pitfalls. Strategies for implementation. To successfully implement SRE in a FinTech environment, organizations should adopt several strategies that address these challenges. First, start with a pilot program. Identify a small, manageable project where SRE principles can be tested. This allows for experimentation without the pressure of impacting the entire organization. Collect data on the pilot's outcomes to demonstrate the benefits of SRE practices, such as increased efficiency and reduced downtime. Next, invest in training and education. Providing staff with the necessary tools and knowledge to understand SRE is crucial. Conduct workshops, training sessions, and hands-on exercises to build confidence and skills. Utilize resources like online courses and SRE literature to enhance learning. Moreover, it is vital to establish clear metrics to measure success. Define key performance indicators, KPIs, that align with both SRE objectives and business goals. For instance, track metrics such as service uptime, incident response time, and deployment frequency. This data will not only highlight improvements but also help in justifying the investment in SRE practices to stakeholders. Additionally, fostering strong communication channels between teams enhances collaboration. Regular meetings and updates can ensure that everyone is aligned on goals and progress. By keeping lines of communication open, organizations can better address challenges as they arise and share learnings from both successes and failures. Cultural shifts needed for success. Successful SRE implementation requires a significant cultural shift within the organization. The transition must move from a siloed approach to a more collaborative environment. Encourage cross-functional teams that include developers, operations, and security professionals. This collaboration fosters a shared sense of ownership and accountability for system reliability. Promoting a blameless post-mortem culture is another essential aspect. In the event of failures, instead of assigning blame, teams should focus on learning and improving processes. This approach not only enhances the organization's resilience but also empowers employees to innovate without fear of repercussions. Additionally, instilling a mindset of continuous improvement is crucial. Encourage teams to regularly review and refine their processes, learning from both successes and failures. This ongoing commitment to evolving practices is key to maintaining a robust SRE culture in the long run. Recognizing and rewarding innovative solutions can also foster a positive environment. Celebrate milestones and achievements in SRE initiatives to motivate teams and reinforce the importance of reliability and innovation in the organizational culture. Conclusion. In summary, adopting site reliability engineering in a fintech environment presents unique challenges, including legacy systems, stakeholder expectations, and cultural resistance. However, by implementing pilot programs, investing in training, and establishing clear metrics, organizations can effectively navigate these hurdles. Furthermore, fostering a collaborative environment, promoting a blameless culture, and encouraging continuous improvement are vital for embedding SRE principles into the organizational fabric. By understanding these elements, you are now better equipped to integrate SRE practices into your fintech operations successfully. Reflection questions: what are some specific challenges you foresee in adopting SRE principles in your organization? Describe a potential pilot project that could demonstrate the benefits of SRE in your fintech environment. How can you foster a blameless culture within your team to encourage learning from failures?